The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio.
Joe Piscopo's on the radio?
Yeah, baby. We got the flagship station right here on for all of Salem Media, broadcasting and streaming worldwide these days on AM970TheAnswer.com and a variety of other platforms. It's 9:05 in New York. Mark Morano is kind enough to join us. He is the former senior staff member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, publisher of ClimateDepot.com, and author of The Great Reset, Global Elites and Permanent Lockdown. Hey, Mark, welcome back to the show. Great of you to join us. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Joe. Happy to be here today.
Where are you now? Are you in some exotic land trying to make some sense of it all, sir? Where do we find Mark Morano today, sir?
I'm out actually near the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, near Front
wow.
Royal, Virginia at the moment. So
yeah.
Beautiful out here. Spring has sprung. plus one, as I like to call it today.
You know what? It is beautiful down there. It is absolutely beautiful down there. Hey, let me ask, if I may, about this $7 billion situation that Biden actually said with a straight face that he wants to give $7 billion solar for all. He's got, like, now he's got some kind of a climate camp or something, climate core or something. Did we learn anything from Solyndra? Did we not learn anything from these people? This is another fiasco, and this just raises the inflation, which makes us just buy bread and eggs at an extraordinarily high price, Mark Morano.
It does. This is his new $7 billion in grants for residential solar plants. We're saved! Hey, we can now eat meat. We can now avoid the clothing made from human. We don't need human hair clothing anymore because we're going to have solar panels and all that. Look, I've seen these houses in my neighborhood. The entire roof is covered in solar panels.
Yeah.
They have a lifespan. I don't know if it's going to be 8, 12 years. They're going to damage. If you ever remove them, you're going to have different shades of roof. Your shingles, you're going to have holes throughout the roof.
Yeah.
They only make sense at the moment because you're being subsidized, mandated, not more paid. So yeah, they might make sense in certain situations, but sorry, they're not making sense. They also require all the rare earth mining from China, all the reliance. This does nothing to change our grid. Nothing at all. All it does is virtue signal, and he just keeps spending the money, spending the money. We have major offshore wind now going bankrupt again. But hey, don't worry, Joe, because they've authorized now $1.2 trillion for the Inflation Reduction Act decades into the future. No matter how many solar wind projects go bankrupt, a new board of directors will form, probably the same as the old, meet the new board of directors, as the old board of directors, and they just keep sucking on the taxpayer money endlessly. It doesn't matter how much energy they produce. What matters is people feel like they're fighting climate change.
It's so bizarre because going to the roof for a second, because I looked into that. I personally looked into it. I said, okay, so what are they doing now? Oh, yeah, you should call Solar NJ or whatever online. But whatever, I had my gal look into it. It cost me a fortune fortune. I mean, you got to put $30,000 here, $40,000 there, by $100,000, I'll build the roof myself, for crying out loud. It's like it's a scam. Because and then how good is that for? Is that, well, if the power goes out, how long will it last for? And does it give me 24 hours? How long? And then you're absolutely right. What is the lifespan of those solar panels? Do we know, Mark Morano?
You know, on a typical residential home, it also depends where you are. If you're in a northeast state with lots of snow, you know, if you get 10 years of low maintenance out of it, I don't think they're going to go past 15, 20.
Yeah.
It all, you know, it's a hard question to answer right off because it also depends how many trees, how much, you know, again, the amount of snow, the amount of sunshine, the kind of weather you're in. But
and it,
they don't, and, they're not producing the energy. That's the big thing. Solar and wind combined as a percent of our energy grid are like 13-14%.
Yeah.
As a percent of total energy production, it's still under 5% solar and wind combined. 80% of our energy is coming from fossil fuels. 100 years ago, 80% of our energy came from fossil fuels. The idea that we're going to spend $7 billion and just keep pumping, that's just one little tiny check in the big scheme of things, but just keep pumping the money out and we're going to make it happen. This is how it works. This isn't how it works. This is how Democrat donors get very wealthy, and this is how you steal a grid, and this is how you make more reliance on China. And it's just, it is such an absolute mess. And this is one of the reasons he wants to declare a national climate emergency, because he doesn't want to deal. He doesn't want to deal with any Congress again. If he declares this emergency, which now Bloomberg News is reporting he might do, he can have 130 wartime executive powers overnight. Just, and NBC News is reporting, just like COVID emergency declaration, just like 9/11. This is frightening stuff. He can come after freedom of movement. He can come after agriculture, meat eating. He can come after gas stations. He can do all of this, making us more and more like China. We'll be internally acting like China. One-party rule. You don't need democracy. Corporate government collusion. And we'll also be more reliant on China, which is nice.
Well, and also not, and you hit the nail on the head is with these solar panels, they have to be discarded and the harm on the earth to create all of this. But you know what's scary is what you're saying is it is for money. So all that, we thought we got done with the windmill situation, you know, offshore in Jersey. And then they, I told you this before, the New Jersey Assembly and the, and not all the Assembly, not all the Senate, but most of them under the direction of Governor Murphy, he's a decent guy, but he just has bought and sold with this Marxist woke agenda, which is like, put the windmills off the Jersey Shore. Everybody, and I mean everybody, is saying, please don't, Mr. Governor. So they stopped it. They stopped. Then what is he doing? Then he goes and they laughed at us saying, we're going to put it, 40 miles out. So because now more whales won't get hurt. And everybody laughed. They laughed. These politicians laughed rather than you telling us what you need oil to run those things. It pollutes the ocean. It stops fishing. You went out with a bullhorn in the middle of the ocean somewhere in New England. Did you not? Did you not, Mark Morano?
And I went about.
Stop the windmills. Stop the windmills. Do you know who I am? I'm Mark Morano.
No, but you did it. God bless you for doing that, man. You know? That was great. Come on.
It was in a little fishing schooner without 30 miles off the coast, near off of Martha's Vineyard, off of Newport, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
I had my 1980s Radio Shack realistic megaphone. And we were with commercial fishermen. We were with some liberal activists. I had some San Francisco environmental activists with us. So we had a little coalition. And we just wanted to show them that people care. And the fishermen, what's interesting is the whales, they keep moving these offshore wind projects. It affects the whales' circulating patterns in the water. And now they're actually coming out and hitting fishing boats, unbeknownst, because they're getting thrown off by the sonar from this new intrusion in their lives. But this is an important point about windmills.
Yeah.
Okay. I just got these new stats in, an analysis of offshore wind. It's from a documentary called Juice, but here it is. Okay. To make one wind turbine, Joe, you need to extract 900 tons of steel. This is one wind turbine.
Wow.
2,500 tons of concrete, 45 tons of non-renewable plastic. Let's repeat. 900 tons of steel, 2,500 tons of concrete, 45 tons of non-renewable plastic to make one windmill. And that's not, we're not finished. You also, the giant wind turbines take massive amounts of oil. The average wind turbine uses 12,000 gallons of oil for a typical wind farm. So between oil, between the concrete, between the non-renewable plastic, and between the 900 tons of steel, tell me where this is green. Tell me where that, and the other point on this is, I mentioned this on EV batteries. Takes 500,000 pounds of materials to make 1,000-pound EV battery. The other analysis is going to take 18 times the current global production of cobalt, a rare earth element, three-quarters of the world's lithium, and half the world's copper and rare earth, and China dominates all of those markets. One last point, Joe.
Yeah.
The Biden administration announced Friday, in anticipation of Earth Day, more mining and oil and gas restrictions in Alaska. One of these was a U.S. domestic copper mine called the Ambler Access Project, a 211-mile road that was going to lead to this mine. It looks like that's in jeopardy now. China has record copper production last year, 2023. Democrat Republic of Congo right behind it. Democrat Republic of Congo is dominated by Chinese companies with kids as young as 8 and flip-flops mining for cobalt. This is and copper. This is the world in which we live, where U.S. domestic rare earth mining is going to be shut down for more reliance on China while we wrap ourselves in the mantle of net zero climate. This is bonkers. This is our Earth Day. Happy Earth Day 2024.
Hey, Mark, before I let you go, there's a documentary about that, or maybe Climate Depot. Everything you just talked about, like HBO will have they will inundate us with quote unquote politically correct. And again, I've worked there. I've had a great relationship with HBO. I don't mean to say anything bad, but it's so politically backwards in so many ways in this regard. Maybe a documentary. Maybe I know Salem would want to do something like that. Mark, man, you should think about doing the whole documentary, just what you said, and it all comes down to this, like, lockdown power and control. That's actually, matter of fact, that's a good title for this thing, right? Lockdown power and control. But are there any documentaries out there that we should see, Mark Morano?
Well, my most recent documentary I did was Climate Hustle 2, which was now 4 years old, but it came out in 2020. Yep. Actually, Kevin Sorbo as narrating. I'm the reporter in it. This was pre-Great Reset, so it doesn't get into all of these, these type of issues, but you're absolutely right. It's time to do I don't want to call it a sequel, but we need to do the next in the series, kind of like a James Bond. They weren't sequels, but they were the next Bond film. We need to do the next climate one, this one called The Climate Lockdown, The Great Reset, like you said, power and control, because the whole agenda now has been changed with the acceleration of the COVID lockdown.
It's so true. Let's work on that, Mark. If we could help in any way, that's a great idea. You produce that sucker. And I know Salem would love that. Hey, Mark, thank you, man. You're speaking the truth. You're making all the sense in the world. And we love you for doing that on the radio, my friend. Keep up the great work, and please come back anytime. And let us know about the documentary. Let's do that, man.
Well, thank you, Joe. I'd have your people call my people, and we'll get together. We'll do lunch. We got
to
do this.
You're beautiful, baby. You're beautiful. I got it. You got
thank
it.
You.
Thanks, Mark. Take care. It's so true. Joey Sebelia, take note, please. I'm telling you, Salem would jump right on that. Salem's doing some great things. I'm telling you because, oh, my gosh, I'm looking. When Mark comes on the show, I go, really? Wait, cobalt? 8 years old? 8 years old? Why? And you see it online, and then it goes away. Am I right or wrong? You got 8-year-old slaves, kids of color, mining for everything else, for cobalt, and then lithium. Well, you need lithium. And then I see Elon Musk looking for lithium investments in America, but at least he's doing it in America. But it's so environmentally incorrect and wrong to everything that they tell us to do just rapes the earth, rapes the earth. And when you discard these batteries, these electric batteries, and I told you one time there was a town in up in Canada where I played a little town, and it was destroyed by that, by like dumping batteries. They've since come around, you know, it's been so long. But you can destroy the earth more, I think, with what Biden was talking about. And when you tell, please stay with me here and we'll break, $7 billion, solar for all, where a climate kind of core, whatever Biden had to call it. This is exactly why, and I only learned this on this show from Stephen Moore, you know, and some of the financial greats that we have on the show, is that once they start spending like this, this is why we can't afford anything, because it just makes inflation, it just gets everything completely out of control. You just can't spend endlessly like that. Oh, my Lord. All right, Mark Morano, thank you. Joe on the radio, and General Keith Kellogg is going to join us momentarily. We have solutions, and we will get to the solutions. Debbie's going to get you through traffic, and she always does better than anybody on the roads. Debbie Duhame, how we doing? 919 on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Altered inside parking rules suspended today and tomorrow for Passover. Metered parking rules in effect. Avoid the area of Route 1. It's closed northbound at New Road in South Brunswick. Really serious accident. It happened about 8 this morning. Again, everything closed on Route 1 northbound at New Road into South Brunswick. Also in South Brunswick, Cranberry South River Road, as you get out toward the area of the Turnpike, watch for a closure there. That's all due to an accident. The Hutch is busy north at Mamaroneck Avenue with a crash getting up through Mamaroneck. We're still seeing some delays this morning on the LIE eastbound at 108th with a disabled vehicle. Taconic south at 134 into Yorktown. Looks like some police department activity on 22 west at Bloy Street and Hillside. A collision being clear. Partly cloudy today, high of 61. Sun tomorrow, high of 70. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They are having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. The six-pack towel set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer will not last long, so order now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code Joe P.
Charlie Kirk sees another reach from the White House.
The Biden administration is proposing a sweeping initiative to slash student debt for nearly 30 million Americans. The proposal marks a major new White House effort to appeal to progressive and younger voters. What is this actually what Joe Biden is doing? This is naked bribery.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer. Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock, right here on AM 970, The Answer. We got the best weekend shows, if you get a chance. If you're getting out and about on the weekend, you know, you want to check out Eye on Real Estate, 10 o'clock. Like I always tell you, before you go out and you look at the real estate market, which is like nuts. But Dottie Herman knows more about it than anybody else. She's the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, and she'll give you the inside line on what's going on in real estate. You could stay one step ahead. And I always tell you this, do you rent, do you buy? I don't even know anymore, you know? And then I always think, well, maybe I'll sell the house and, you know, go closer to the city, you know? But then you look at the prices are nuts. There's got to be some kind of happy medium that you could rent, buy, maybe rent to buy. And then if you want to flip the house, what do you do? Dottie knows it all. And she's with Lucas Ferrara. And it's a great show. And it's Saturday morning. So before you go out, like I always tell you, and if you want to be part of the industry, I always tell you that too. Because so many people want to, they like the freedom of being a real estate agent. So something to think about, right? So it's like Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock. Before you go out, check out Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Okay. And she'll tell you everything you need to know about real estate. She is the vice chair of Douglas Elliman and is really the main resource for you on everything real estate. And we have her right here on AM 970, The Answer. Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings with Dottie Herman at 10 o'clock in the morning, New York time, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 924, out of New York on this Tuesday, April 23rd. General Keith Kellogg is a former executive secretary and chief of staff of the United States National Security Council in the Donald J. Trump administration and the author of War by Other Means. General Kellogg, welcome back to the show. Thank you always for taking the time with us.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me. Good to be with you today.
Well, listen, General, I'll tell you, what's going on in Niger? It's like, what's going on? Who knew? You and I touched on it last time we chatted, General Kellogg, but there's a withdrawal. Are soldiers in danger, sir?
No, Joe, they're just, you know, we actually have a base in Niger because when we're looking south of the Sahara, there's a lot of terrorist activities going on down there, and there's organizations, and we were down there actually training for them. But this is just another example, Joe, honestly, a large example of countries not having a lot of faith and trust in America and basically saying, okay, it's time for you to leave, regardless of the kind of leadership in that country. They just don't, they're not afraid of us. They don't respect us, and this is another chance for them to, you know, to throw us out. And that's actually what's happening. You know, but I'm going to be honest with you, Joe. Yeah. You know, we've spent a lot of time throughout the world, and there's a lot of conflicts going on, a lot of issues out there. You know, there are times when I actually say, you know, okay, Africa is truly a strategic dagger pointed at the heart of Antarctica. You know what I mean by that? It's like, you know, it's important, but it's not that important. So it's Niger. It's like, if you candidly, I think it's okay. I don't think we're going to worry about it. You know, we can reach out and touch them. You know, people forget we actually had a military operation there the last month of the Trump administration where somebody was kidnapped by basically bandits, and we actually sent SEAL Team 6 into Nigeria and then eventually neighboring Nigeria to actually rescue the guy. But, Joe, it's more of a symptom of, to me, of people just not really respecting the United States.
So, and what's China's role in this? I know it's energy. They want to get those cobalt mines. We were just chatting about that. And Russia. So now we're losing, and correct me if I'm wrong, General Kellogg, we're losing a good portion of the world during this administration and because of its, in my opinion, weak leadership under Anthony Blinken and Jake Sullivan and whoever's running the White House, sir. But you got China stepping up, India stepping up, Russia stepping up. There's that whole organization where we could become incidental if we don't make a change in November, correct? Am I right?
Yeah, I agree, Joe. It goes back to respect and confidence in the government out there. You know, Africa's been actually a fighting training ground for years. You know, this goes goes back 20 or 30 years in constant turmoil between us, and back then it was with the Russians. Now it's the Chinese making inroads as well. And there's a lot of natural resources there that you're trying to extract. But again, it's sort of a testing ground. You know, the other one, Joe, I will tell you, people do not appreciate how big Africa is when you talk about getting in there. I mean, the Mercator map really doesn't give a good size. I mean, when I used to go into Africa, because we had the responsibility for it when I was a special ops in Europe, I mean, for us to fly just to South Africa was basically a two-day trip. I mean, you know, you had to land somewhere and probably get crew rest to get down there. It's just that far away.
Wow.
But again, it's just more than anything else, it's just the clash between different, you know, countries, between us, the Chinese and the Russians. But again, Joe, I think it goes back to, again, fundamentally, I'm not getting senile, I'm just repeating it. It's just the fact is that this is just you know, it's just a clash of respect for nations, and we just don't have it, Joe. Just not right now. Not at all.
Yeah, you're so funny. I say the same thing as you. As you get older, generally, you go, look, I got it. I'm not repeating myself. Just, I want you not to forget. I say it on the radio. You got to repeat things on the radio 1,000 times because people, just to verify, that's very, very funny. But, General Kellogg, but going back to, it's the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, I mean, Ethiopia. I mean, will that outshine, like, is that the NATO equivalent of other nations? Is that what that is, basically?
No, it's primarily economic, Joe. But you bring up an interesting point. People probably don't even think about it. Those are the countries that are thinking about contemplating not having the dollar of the reserve currency of the world.
There it is. That's
a huge issue.
Yes, sir.
And and people don't say, well, what does that mean? That means that, simplistically put, that other countries will hold a huge reserve of dollars because that is the currency that you default to if your currency goes bad. In the old days, it was the Deutsche Mark, the dollar, the pound, the dollar, whatever it was, it would always fall back on. And they want to replace the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. That's a huge issue. And, you know, they may want to replace it with the yuan, which is Chinese. They'll never replace it with ruble, but with the Russian ruble. But the fact is, this is a key issue. And that's the reason why people need to be very attuned to what's happening with BRICS and other nations as well. Because if you lose the status as reserve currency of the world, and then you basically become a second-rate nation. You know, we replaced the British pound, sterling, as reserve currency of the world after World War II. And I prefer, and I remember Donald Trump saying, guys, you've got to watch that. You cannot dilute the dollar. You cannot put it in a position where it doesn't become reserve currency for the nations to use. It gives you economic strength.
General Kellogg, you working in such a stellar fashion in the last administration, bringing unprecedented peace in the world, sir. We appreciate your service under Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo and the great team over there. But now you see Donald Trump in court. If I could do, and I don't want to get it political, but at 9:30, you know, is he going to get a gag? Are you going to fine him? Will they lock him up? You know President Trump. You've seen him take out terrorists. You've seen, in my opinion, the brilliant work he did as president of the United States. But by the way, an objective overview. Don't everybody, oh, you can't say that. Well, I just did, because you guys did. And when you were in the White House, there was a feeling of financial security, of safety, of ISIS was put down. You had Iran where we wanted them. Now they got President Trump. Yeah. When you look at him, I mean, I can't imagine, because if you know him like I know him, where he just doesn't like to be held down like that, it's very uncomfortable. But I think he prevails at the end, because he is indeed a fighter in that regard. Talking about Donald Trump in the courtroom, sir.
Yeah. Well, you know, if anybody thinks this would not be happening if he wasn't a political candidate, it's crazy. I mean, of course it's because he's a political candidate. And the one thing I loved about Donald J. Trump is he's fearless. And he will say what is on his mind. I used to think, this guy probably sleeps better than anybody else in Washington, D.C. because he's absolutely unafraid to say what's on his mind, what he's thinking. And he gets it off his chest. And I expect, you know, and I appreciate that. A lot of people don't. But I do. And the fact is, what you're seeing here is truly, the courts are being criminalized themselves. This is so wrong and so egregious. And it's just not me. When you look at some of the law, the lawyers talking about it, we all know what's happening. We know that people ran on simply getting to go to take him to trial. I mean, the fact of the matter is, my brother's a judge in California. And when he said, you know, when you get 31 charges, that's called stacking. That means you're throwing something out there because whether only one of the 31 or one of the 40 is going to stick. I mean, this is egregious, and it's wrong, and it's fundamentally wrong. Look, this guy is the presumptive nominee based on he's going to be the nominee of the Republican Party. This is clearly a political attack on him. Everybody knows it, and they hide under the quote, the law. And I think a lot of Americans are seeing through this. I mean, if you look at the polls, Joe, you know, two-thirds of Americans are saying this is really, really garbage. And if I was sitting there in New York City, in the state of New York, I would very candidly be ashamed of what's happening, what you see. I said, this is not blind justice, as you call it. And everything that we look at, everything about this case is just fundamentally flawed and fundamentally wrong. I mean, it's so frustrating for somebody like me who knows him and has been with him. And I just know this is so, it's just so egregious, Joe. I almost can't even talk about it.
Yeah, but General Kellogg, and you've been in battle. You've been in battle. You've seen it. And to that point, before I let you go, General Kellogg, do we not take our eye off the ball when what happened with the last administration? Again, if you're listening, please, and you're on the fence, don't. This is not a political observation. This is just like a let's save America conversation here. And when you go after the president to the degree that they do, and the way they did last time, COVID slipped in, and I fear what's going to happen with all the open borders, General Kellogg, and now you got a president in court for no charges at all. We got our eye off the ball again. I fear, and help me out, General Kellogg, what is going to happen around the rest of the world? You see, it seems to be, as Margaret Brennan from CBS News said, the world is on fire, and that will continue unless we get real and stop these political takedowns, sir, correct?
Yeah, Joe, when you look at it, you bring up a good point. You know, because when we were in the White House, when the president was president, in there. We have a lot of good things going on, to include the border. Look, let's just focus on the border real quickly. You know, I had a team down the border just recently, and we talked to a very senior judge, and the judge said, you know, quietly, when you talk about things like 9/11 in the past, he says, look, another 9/11 is not when, it's if. It's not, I mean, it's not if, it's when and where. Because when you look at the border migration coming across right now, a few years ago it was Latin and South America. Now it's Chinese, it's Iraqi, it's Somali, it's Syrian. And you're on the terrorist watch list. And that's because you have an open border. And it's just, and that's which I think is the greatest national security threat we face. And the president saw that, and he speaks out at it. And I think that's, you know, that's one of the things, one of many, that he got a hold of and he got control of, because he saw, as an American, he saw the problems we had. And he really, I mean, the guy is truly an American in his heart, 100%. And that is my frustration when you see everything that's happening today in the world, but also what's happening here in the United States. I mean, this is just uncalled for, some of the stuff that's happening in those major universities. And this is the reason why I admire Donald J. Trump for what he's done. He's fearless when he stands up. And I would tell people, look, you may not like his tweets or maybe what he says, but boy, you can't take away what's in his heart and what he stands for. You just can't. And oh, by the way, tell me the policies we had wrong. I mean, he didn't have any. And the policies emanate from the commander in chief. We just didn't come up with it. It came up from him.
Yeah, so true. There'd be no Ukraine problem. There'd be no Afghanistan problem. And my goodness gracious, Israel would be safe. General Kellogg, great chat. Great chat as always, General Keith. And we appreciate you taking the time with us. With much respect and appreciation, sir.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. General Keith Kellogg right there. Joe on the radio, 935, 936 right now. Al is in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
55 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Last night was opening night for a new musical that's inspired by the music of Huey Lewis and the News. The Heart of Rock and Roll made its debut at the James Earl Jones Theater on Broadway. The musical follows Bobby, a Chicagoan who failed band, makes him return to the corporate life until he gets another shot at stardom. And New Jersey's own Kool & the Gang have much to celebrate. The band, formed in 1964 in Jersey City, will be inducted as part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's class of 2024. Robert Kool Bell, who's the last surviving original member, tells Billboard it feels great and all the guys would have loved it. The honor comes 55 years after the group's self-titled debut album. Bell joins other tri-state locals who will be inducted, including Mary J. Blige of Yonkers and A Tribe Called Quest, who grew up in Brooklyn. In sports, Knicks over the 76ers, 104-101 in Game 2 of their opening round playoff series. The Knickerbockers lead that series 2-0. Hurricanes erased a 3-goal deficit to claim Game 2 of their opening round playoff series against the Islanders, 5-3. Carolina now leads that best of 7, 2-0. The Athletics, they 3-hit the Yankees to win by the final of 2-0. Mets lost to the Giants out in San Francisco, 5-2. And the Jets, trading quarterback Zach Wilson to the Denver Broncos, the deal including Gangrene sending a 2024 seventh-round pick with Wilson to Denver for Denver's sixth-round pick in this week's draft. They will also split Wilson's salary this season. Wilson was selected second overall by the Jets back in 2021. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for today and tomorrow for Passover. Metered parking rules in effect. Watch for delays right now as you head to the FDR Drive northbound, approaching the Brooklyn Bridge. It's a fully engulfed car fire. Some fire department activity getting to the scene, so watch for the delays here on the FDR Drive north right at the Brooklyn Bridge. We're also seeing this ongoing police department activity, Center Street downtown between Chambers and the Brooklyn Bridge because of the President Trump trial. Watch for delays on Route 1 northbound at New Road in South Brunswick. Everything closed. It's a very serious accident still being investigated. Watch for slowdowns. Cranberry South River Road out by the Turnpike. Another closure with a serious accident out through South Brunswick. And the Staten Island Expressway West at Victory Boulevard. It's a rough road surface. Partly cloudy today. High of 61. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
I love bringing you products that improve your life. Well, this product can save a life. There are 5,000 choking deaths in the U.S. annually. One child dies every 5 days from choking. Older adults are also at increased risk of choking. Foods eaten by the handful, like popcorn, grapes, peanuts, they get overloaded in the mouth, cause a choking episode. LifeVac is a simple rescue device that can change a life in a choking emergency. It's non-invasive and easy to use. If you have a young child or a senior relative, I strongly recommend you visit the LifeVac website today at lifevac.net. View the videos demonstrating its ease of use. LifeVac works in three simple steps: place, push, pull. The LifeVac device dislodges the obstruction and suctions out the food or object. It's that simple, and it can be self-administered. LifeVac.net.
Hello, my friends. Dennis Prager here. You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for some time now, and yes, many of my colleagues do as well. What makes Y-Refi so different from other investments? Let's quickly break it down. Y-Refi offers a secure, collateralized portfolio with a strong fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. There is no attack on your principal if you ever need your money back, and you're in control. You can let your investment compound daily or take income, whatever you choose. There are absolutely no fees, and an investment in Y-Refi is an investment in America's future. Simply call 888-Y-Refi, that's the letter Y, R-E-F-Y, 24, Y-Refi 24. That's 888-Y-Refi 24, and when you call, you won't get a sales pitch, just the info you need to see if Y-Refi is a better investment option for you. Or log on to investyrefi.com. That's invest the letter Y, then refi, R-E-F-Y.com. And make sure you tell them Dennis Prager sent you.
That's one of the brightest guys on the planet right there, Dennis Prager. Great guy, good man, very, very incredibly smart. Hey, unlike me, I'm just on the radio doing the best I can. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
I'm just trying to speak the truth. But I am excited because I got petunias, because I got marigolds.
I'm
such a wuss. I really am. You know? I got my flowers. When you're older, okay, my mother said, Joseph, you're not old. Don't say you're old. Rest her beautiful soul. Okay. When you're older, how's that? And then you always want to reach out to somebody to help you, like to kind of say, hey, could you help me get this? Help me get that with the garbage. I like doing it all myself. Don't you, though? There will be a time, and I'm not too far future. Hey, Dad, let me do that for you. Huh? Well, who are you? You know, I mean, there's going to be that time, but right now, at this point, I want to do everything myself, and I want to do it with vigor, as JFK used to say, right? And with just with purpose. And I think you can do it. So let me tell you about Relief Factor, because if you're feeling, I can't get there, I'm bending over, I can't do this, you know, you try the 3-week quick start kit from Relief Factor. It's only $19.95, right? And it's got to feel better or your money back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. Now, you could call and talk to a real person. You love to say, look, I heard Joe Piscopo on the radio. Told me a Relief Factor. What do you do? What could it do for me? How do I take it? It's at 800-4-RELIEF. That's where you call, okay? 800, the number 4, the word relief. Now, if you go to relieffactor.com, you're going to see a great website. They redesigned everything, and they got some of them. I'm telling you about Relief Factor, and I want you to try Relief Factor with a 3-week quick start kit, but they got some other great, really great products at relieffactor.com. You'll love the website. 100% drug free. Don't ever forget that a million people have tried the Relief Factor Quick Start Kit that I'm telling you about, and nearly 70% to go on to order more. And this is vital. Pills will mask your pain for a short time. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. 800-4-RELIEF, or again, please, relieffactor.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, AM970TheAnswer.com.
See Joe Sebelia come visit us, Al, at the home. I'll be there before you, you know. Joe Sebelia.
Who are you again? What?
I remember Sebelia. That red-headed boy.
Sebelia. I used to produce your show.
Are you dating people our age?
I used to produce. I like produce. I'll have an apple, please. No.
No, gotta cut it up. Applesauce now. Applesauce. No teeth. Sorry.
Oh, man, Joe. You'll be there, Joey.
Oh, yeah. I hope I don't ever make it to the
Wheeling me around. Yeah, wheeling me around.
I don't want to make it to the home. Do you want to go to the home? I don't want to go to a home.
Nah.
I want to just, you know, like if I go. Like, I want to be like Old Yeller. Or like, you know, like a cat.
No, remember the end of old. Remember the end of Old Yeller. You know, he just goes out.
Ma, he's my dog.
No, right. You don't know. Did he die? Did he not die?
Sibilia's 12 years old. He knows the quotes from Old Yeller. I love it.
I know the song. Old Yeller.
I remember watching that movie at camp one year, and you know, like the big screen, and you're in the woods, and everyone's Old Yeller. You don't know. Did the dog die? Did he not die? What's going on? Did he walk off in the sunset? Like that's what I want. I want like when you let the cat out.
Out to pasture, maybe.
My wife's second cat, my mother-in-law, he was an indoor-outdoor cat, and one day he just went out, never came back. It was like, whew, gone.
Like the lady that works here.
Yeah.
The rain lady.
She might still be in the woods. You never know.
that orange Volvo, man.
Oof.
Please.
That's what I want. I want one day just people to be like, what happened to him? I don't know. I always thought,
you know, drum solo, end of the night, and standing ovation, forced or otherwise, you know, standing ovation.
Okay.
And then me falling on the drums.
Oh.
Done.
What an ending. Joe?
Exactly.
Joe, you all right?
Big Sean style. I'm telling you, man.
And then the curtain is closing. They're playing you out.
Except that the leg is too far out of the curtain, right. You know? So your leg is like sticking out. It gets dragged in. Yeah,
that's what they have stagehands for.
Yeah, that's. Hey, I didn't sign up for this, dragging Joe in off stage.
They double as pallbearers. So. Wow. Carry you off.
Yeah, they got walkies. They got little walkie talkies and everything. Yeah, this is a great idea. Oh, we're kidding. Please, just joking. Please don't get excited, okay? Oh, my Lord. Hey, but in any case, we'll see what happens. And Joe, can you please monitor a TV thing and check out what's happening with Donald Trump? Because if that gag order fine, it's happening. It's going to happen now. It's 9:45 in the morning. Mike Gallagher is going to stay with this, by the way. So you want to keep it right here if you're traveling. And then I keep hearing 11 o'clock, but I'm afraid that Bragg and this guy Mershon.
Yeah, he was supposed to report to court at 9:30 this morning. Usually, yesterday they broke in with a special report. There's been nothing going on right now, so I'm assuming that the former president is there. There's, I guess, let's see here. Opening statements were read. The first, this was yesterday. Nothing is going on right at this moment.
Oh my gosh, we'll see what happened. I tell you, it's just so. And listen, it's all going to be okay. People are very upset that this is happening, and on both sides, it's ridiculous. I mean, but let's see what we're going to see what happens. It could be that he gets. I'm telling you, it's as bizarre as everything has been over the last, 5-6 years in this country, just for political takedowns, the weaponization of the Department of Justice, and I was going to say Merrick Garland. That was on the tip of my tongue, but it's not Garland. Garland's as, in my opinion, feeble as the guy that calls himself president. So whoever's running this country, whatever going on, anything could happen. And they may try to just on a nothing charge, put Donald Trump in the clinker there, but if he does, it solidifies his lock on the presidency, I think. But you don't want that to happen. You want to let them just run. And please, I'd say to Jack Smith, I say to Tish James, I say to Alvin Bragg, I say to Fanny, I say if you left Donald Trump alone, you know what? Maybe wouldn't even be the nominee if you left him alone. You went after him. The whole world, not just America, said, what are these people doing? Who are these people? Nazis? They keep saying it's like Germany. And what's happening on the college campuses? Pre-war Germany. Oh, my Lord, we got our fight. And I'll tell you what, I'm not going down. Then I see, you know, you see the religious takeover by the religious extremists. I see priests being stabbed. Did you see that one online? And I'm telling you, it's time to take right now. It's a vital time to take back the country. And like I said to our friend Nicole Parker, I said, well, you know, I mean, I'm older and I remember the 60s, and my buddies who are listening now, we remember what we went through. And God bless the greatest generation. Think about that. They saved the world. Think about that. They saved the world, like my parents and like our parents, our grandparents in the greatest generation. They went and they fought. They went through Pearl Harbor. They went through D-Day. They went through the Battle of the Bulge. They went through the Bataan Death March. And the European theater, the Pacific theater, they two incredible, huge geopolitical areas, and we saved the world. And if America didn't step up and do it, then what happens to the generation? Then all of a sudden, they got to watch the civil rights movement, which was just, that was a just social movement, certainly. They got to watch their kids with LSD and Jimi Hendrix and everything else, you know? And then the assassinations, they got to watch the world implode. So the greatest generation went through all of that. And then, yet we survived that. We survived the 60s and the 70s. Now we're back right where we started, that caused the Second World War. How does this happen? And you and I are on the radio. I'm exhausted talking about it. It's like, oh, and you're exhausted listening, and I apologize for that. I'm just trying to tell you, I can't believe we're going through this again. But now you can go, all right, I'm done. I've had it. And you could just get sucked in by the people trying to take over and trying to gain the power and control. But you know what? It just, I'm telling you what, even at my age, I'm ready to fight and fight even harder. And I know you are too. It's too, the country's too valuable for that. But I gotta leave you at this before we break. And I'll say it once, I'll say it 1,000 times. That was so funny when General Kellogg says, I'm not senile. I just want to repeat this over again. And I do. On the radio, you have to repeat it over and over again. The United States of America is less than 300 years old. 300 years old. You think about that. Look at the other countries. And then when you look at the other countries, and then you see how many times they were taken over. And when I ask, I told you this, I'll be in Italy, I'll be in Greece, wherever I am. When was the Ottoman Empire? Oh, that's 400 years. 400 years they took over. We can slip away, and we could be taken over so easily. And that's what these useful idiots that are at Columbia, NYU, and all around the college campuses, it's an orchestrated, it's invasion is what we are experiencing right now. Please understand, I'm not being an alarmist. It's an orchestrated invasion, and you got to be careful because you can lose this great country. You really can. And it's happening little by little, and before you know it, you wake up, you'll have a different country. So we're going to fight. We're going to continue to fight. We will fight for the country. We will fight for the people. We will fight for our families, and we will fight for the traffic in New York City. And that's where Debbie Duhame comes in.
Yes. No congestion pricing. We got
to fight. Oh, with that! With that! What is that? What is that?
Nuts.
I know, and I saw, well, I know we got a break. I saw Marcia Kramer from CBS2, local reporter. You know, she's like a legend in the on the political arena in New York locally. And she talked to the guy that came up with the whole idea of congestion pricing. And he's trying to explain why it works. It's not, and then they try to say it's good for the climate. No, it's a complete, total fail. And all it does is hurt the middle class, as always.
Gosh almighty.
It really is. It is rude. It is rude. Debbie Duhame, she's out there looking out for you. How are we doing, Deb? And thank you always.
Oh, Joe, we're still seeing some issues downtown. Of course, Center Street is closed with the Trump trial between Chambers and the Brooklyn Bridge. So watch for police activity there. Pearl Street, two lanes blocked right by the Brooklyn Bridge. It's a car fire with crews at the scene. Now, up on 56th Street, that's still closed between 5th and Madison. Again, that's all due to the Trump trial getting out toward the area of Trump Tower. Do watch for some police activity there. Alternate inside parking rules remain suspended today and tomorrow for Passover. Metered parking rules in effect. Major issues on Route 1. Route 1 northbound at New Road in South Brunswick. It's completely closed. Serious accident. Maybe a motorcycle involved in this one. Avoid Route 1 through South Brunswick. Cranberry South River Road closed out by the Turnpike in South Brunswick as well. Another terrible accident. 80 West Exit 30 in Mount Arlington, a crash. And 440 North at Woodbridge Avenue to Edison, a collision. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka sees another cover-up.
Merrick Garland is refusing to release the audio of Special Counsel Robert Hur's deposition of Joe Biden on the illegally held classified documents that he kept for decades in his garage. You know, the one where he couldn't remember what year his son died or when he was vice president. Refusing to release.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Thank you so much for those of you giving to our effort with Food for the Poor to try to feed those who are hungry in the 17 poorest countries here in the Western Hemisphere. And why there? Because that's where Food for the Poor works. Anitra Parmali is back with us from Food for the Poor. And Anitra, Food for the Poor has been doing this a long time.
We have for over 4 decades. And so we've perfected the lack of friction on your gift. We want to commit to you that your money is going to do the most good for a mother like Isabel. Isabel has only one prayer. She has done everything to try and feed her children, but it has been fruitless. She's unable to work. The price of food is skyrocketing. When your gift is communicated to her, when Isabel discovers that the weight of fear can roll off her back, I mean, it makes the hair on my neck stand up just to recognize the 180. Right now, a mother has no idea that you're about to say yes and decide to step into her life and the lives of her children with hope and with food for a year and a future. That's on the other side of your generous gift right now.
Can you be as generous as you can right now, friend? Isabel and other moms like her are going to find it incredibly encouraging that someone answered their prayer directly. Here's the phone number, 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673. And every gift you give right now will be matched. So twice as many children will be fed, twice as many mothers will be helped because you gave your gift right now. 855-919-4673, or go online to am970theanswer.com.
Listen to AM970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Frost advisories and even worse, freeze warnings in effect this morning, but later today we're actually going to be in for a very nice afternoon. We'll see sunshine and blue skies, a high of 64. Breezier overnight with increasing clouds and showers, areas north and west of the city seeing it the most, a low of 51. Then tomorrow for the city itself, we're going to have showers, possibly a rumble of thunder, a high of 68. Sunshine Thursday, 59. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, let me tell you about the 9/11 Institute, okay? A whole generation of kids knows little or nothing about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. The day our nation was attacked, and 2,977 people were killed. Today, more than 80,000 people are suffering with 9/11-related illnesses. That day is still taking lives. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation's 9/11 Institute helps educators teach kids in kindergarten through 12th grade, through from kindergarten to 12th grade about 9/11. They go right into the school. They have these 9/11 nonfiction first-person accounts told through videos and the Discovering Heroes book series, right? Curriculum units with scripted social studies for teachers and lessons for teachers, activities for kids, backgrounds for teachers, so they can teach with ease. This curriculum teaches about 9/11 while teaching kids schools. This is a great social studies, you know, right? Just as opposed to the usual mundane, you got to bring in the 9/11 Institute. It has speakers bureaus for classrooms, providing access to 9/11 first responders, survivors, and loved ones. The kids got to learn about this. And really, also, to get out of the classroom, a mobile exhibit, a tractor trailer that's an interactive museum with 9/11 artifacts. To never forget, we must educate future generations. So help our nation honor its vow to never forget. Please donate $11 a month, please, to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, it's the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
You know, we got a break. We don't have any time, right? I'm sorry. You know, I apologize. We get the show, 6 to 7, we have fun. We're talking about everything. I'll rant. I'll rave about everything. And then when the show kicks in, like 7 o'clock, 7.05, boom, we are flying like a runaway train. And with the guests and with the questions and with the commercials, and thank you for listening to our commercials, because we love our sponsors. And we are honored to have such a great family of advertisers on this program on AM 970. The Answer, you know. Then I forget about the phone calls. So I forgot and I apologize. Tomorrow, will you call back? I'm sorry. So I really, because we should go to you. You are the reason we're here. So I will try to get the phone calls tomorrow. All right. Joey, great job there, Joe Sabilia.
Thank you. Great job there.
Well, very, very well done on a crazy, crazy day. Well, stay tuned to see what happens with President Trump in court today. What's happening in and around New York with the terrorists that are attacking New York? I'm talking about don't misunderstand that. That's the people backing Hamas who are protesting, quote unquote, at the college campuses. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Kara. Thank you, Mike. Mert Roberts will podcast this out. Hey, make it a great day. You deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970.
The Answer.
59 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. The Long Island Expressway will see some closures overnight this week due to the cleaning of bridges starting Wednesday. Starting between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m., the westbound lanes will be closed between exits 56 and 57. In addition, on Thursday, the work moves to exits 53 and 55. Officials also say drivers who take the eastbound lanes from exits 53 to 57 will be impacted on Friday. The hearing to determine if former President Trump has violated his gag order underway. The order bars Trump from criticizing anyone connected to his New York criminal hush money trial. Prosecutors want him fined $3,000. Trump supporters say it's unconstitutional that Trump is limited to what he can talk about, while everyone else is allowed to speak freely about the case. Wall Street opening higher as corporate earnings season ramps up. Stocks rose for a second day with Spotify shares up 10% after beating first quarter estimates. GM shares were also trending higher, while Tesla will report earnings after the close. At the opening bell, the Dow gained nearly 100 points. S&P 500 and NASDAQ also higher to start the session. In sports, Knicks over the 76ers. Islanders lost to the Hurricanes. The Athletics beat the Yankees. The Mets lost to the Giants. And the Jets traded Zach Wilson to the Broncos for a draft pick and some money. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.